Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Andy. I am hosting tonight, which could get interesting, and I'm joined in the co-host seat by Matt Buckles. So Matt Buckles, a key part of our Div 1 team. Feels good saying Div 1. Don't think I'll get used to that, but that's good. So welcome aboard, Matt.
G'day, Andy. How you going?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, it's good to have you on. So Brady's let us, I don't know, it might be the first and last time on here, but a few of the listeners, I think you did an episode with us last year from memory. Is that right?
Yeah.
But do you want to just briefly, I don't know, some of the listeners will know you, some of them won't. So what do you do? What's your favorite distance? And do you want to list off some of your PBs?
Yeah. So in the 1500, 357, and then 3K 822, I think. And then in the 5K, I've run a 14:52 a few years ago and will be keen to get back on the track for one of them. Favorite distance would be 5 or 10K on the road. Love running on the road in the next percents. But yeah, that's about me.
Yeah, perfect. What do you do for a living?
Full-time at Bicknells now. Got a new job. No more JYG. No more burritos, unfortunately.
Yeah, I used to visit you there a lot, actually. I used to always like it because I know you'd like look after my meal, which was good. So, but yeah, you are, what are you, 20 now? 19, 20?
19, turning 20, yeah, this
19,
year.
19, turning 20, so still a young bat. So you still got a few more good years ahead of you. So it's going to be good fun. So this is obviously, I don't know about you, but have you felt a certain hype around Bendigo this last week? I feel like it's just been gradually building. It's nearly like grand final week. This week in Bendigo, have you felt that?
Yeah, like post-Gels, feeling great, and then like just the build-up for St. Anne's, and then we had a huge turnout on Tuesday night at the track, which was good.
Yeah, massive, massive. So, touching on Gels Park, you were part of our Div 1 winning team. How was that experience for you, and looking back on the day, what were some highlights for you?
Looking back on the day, it was like, probably one of the best running days as a team we've had, not so much myself, but like I think I've never actually experienced an emotion seeing you run around that last few laps with Andre and then passing Nathan Pierce, and like just seeing you at the finish line, that was something else. I couldn't imagine what the older blokes like Brady on.
Yeah, well, it's been a long time coming for us, and it's one of the cool things about relays. Hey, you kind of forget about the race you ran, and you kind of get more caught up in the team, which is pretty special because it doesn't happen very often for running. So, it was a pretty special day. And that was your second ever Gels relays? So, pretty good percentage there, actually, winning it out of two attempts. So, it's good. So, this weekend, obviously, we've got St. Anne's. So, it's the home race, the Bats XCR. It's a pretty big deal. So, we're pretty pumped. Tonight we're just going to chat about a few things, what our team's going to look like, talk about a few of the different things that we're doing on race day, just to try and make the XCR a little bit different, which will be good fun. And then we've got a few little other things we're going to chat about. But I suppose we'll kick off by Div 1 talk. What's the team looking like, Matt? Do you know much of the ins and outs, or what's the goss?
I'm not sure if I can say too much here, but we're looking pretty strong at the moment, for sure. Pretty similar to Gels, I'd say.
Yeah, definitely. It's I think, obviously, being our home XCR, we're always pretty confident of having a good team, and I think our team may actually be looking stronger than what it was at Gels Park. So I've hot off the press this one. I'm a few people out there who follow the Beast, Cook, on Strava, they would have seen a little bit of less K's from him, but I got a message from him tonight saying that he's keen to run, so he will not miss it. So after he was pretty publicly one of the fastest runners in Div 4, so he didn't quite get into our Div 1 team, he'll be out to prove a point. I know that. So he'll be looking to get in our top 6. And then we've also got the inclusion of Brian Keeley, who's actually a world-class orienteer, so he'll be at home on the hills out there at St. Anne's Winery. So we're I don't know, you can't be too confident here in XCR, but it's we're sitting back and enjoying it, and hopefully we can go 2 from 2. What do you reckon our chances are of that, Matt?
Yeah, I'm almost not certain, but I'm very looking forward to where we do come, and I do think we will probably be up there as well.
Yeah, I think we will be up there, but you just never know. That's the good thing with XCR, and I know this year they've changed it with the entries, so you can kind of have a look and see who's entered. But I don't know. It's one of the best things. You just don't know who you're going to be racing on the day, and you cross the line, and it's like, oh, there's our second, third, fourth. Oh no, St. Stephen's have had 6 guys in. Oh, I don't reckon we've got 6 yet. It's pretty pretty exciting. But in terms of Bendigo athletes, we've got 54 that I've counted that are running, so that's pretty big for us.
You know what the record is?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you know what the record is?
The record, that's got to be close. I think we had just over 40 last week, 2 weeks ago at Gels Park, so I think this would be a record. We have a few people running as invitation, as they weren't that interested in signing up for the full year, which is completely fine. So we actually have a few more than that. It's probably closer to 60, but I would say that's the most I've ever seen. And it's quite funny to think that not that long ago, the whole Bendigo team was traveling down in a very, very small bus. Some would even call it a van. Whereas now 54, it's a lot. So it's going to be pretty exciting. We've got a lot of women running as well, which is going to be awesome for that Div 4 team. Hopefully they can go well. And then we've also got a few veterans in the men and women. I know our Div 4 team, I think they're going to look to do a clean sweep of the whole season. So they want to try and win every single round. So it's a pretty tough team to get into, that Div 4 team. So it'll be interesting to see. And who knows, if one of the top runners don't go so well, they can find themselves in that Div 4 team. So it could get interesting. But one thing that we really can look forward to is some of the juniors. So, Matt, who can we be looking out for on race day as the some of the junior bats that are coming up through the ranks?
Yeah, so in the boys, we've got Harry, Jaden, and Logan, who will probably look for medals in all their age groups. Do you know if Gus is running? He's not running?
Nah, Gus isn't running. I think they have an APS this weekend. He assures me he's going to be here for the next round, though, so hopefully he can. The biggest bat supporter, hopefully he can get up for a race.
Downy. And then we've also got Tully, Phoebe, and Chelsea in the girl.
Yeah, so there's, I don't know, I was chatting to Harry and Jaden, and they're actually in the same age group as Logan this year, so Logan's running. Is the bottom of the age, and they were talking. This is what I'm hearing from them, but they were talking. They'd love to go 1, 2, 3. That'd be pretty special to have 3 Bendigo runners on the podium. But it's a pretty tough ask. So we'll wait and see if they can back that claim up.
And the good thing about that is you also don't know what order. As well.
Exactly. It's Jaden's been training well, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. So that's something to watch for. Those boys are racing over 4K, and I'm pretty sure the girls are as well. And it's a pretty tough little 4K loop, actually, for some of the juniors. We The men and women race over 8K and the juniors over 4K. So it's the same course. We do two laps. They do one lap. But it's not an easy course. So could see some carnage there, which will be exciting. Which kind of leads us on to St. Anne's, so the XCR. So with this race, we're really hoping to try and make it a little bit different to all the other XCR races. So we've actually, we've got some Strava segments that are on course and they're going to be marked. And there's two of them. So the first one, which is called Mount Non-Negotiable, is 300 meters. Doesn't sound that bad. But in there's parts that the elevation grade is upwards of 17%. So it's going to hurt. So that is one of them. And the second one is called Run the Vines, and that's 500 meters. That's towards the end of the loop. And with these Strava segments, whoever's the fastest over these segments at the end of the day, they're actually going to win a bit of a prize, which is going to be quite interesting. I reckon Michael Kernahan's probably already been doing a little bit of Strava lurking, as he does, and he's probably figured out exactly where they are and where to make his move. So it's going to be interesting to see if some runners do put some surges in mid-race to try and take home the prizes. So the prizes, there's going to be two different prizes. There's going to be some wine from the winery, which is going to be great. And then, Matt, do you want to talk a bit about the second prize?
Yeah, quickly before I do, are there any segments at the start of the race?
No, there's no segments at the start. So there's one midway through and there's one towards the end of the loop.
Yeah, because I was just wondering, because we'd all know someone who would get one at the start of the race that wears black.
Yes, we definitely would. We definitely would. But I don't know, maybe we need to try and get one at the start for that person.
Yeah. I'll just talk you through a prize that one person or two persons will get, two people will get through a segment, and that's the Move Your Body Balm that my mum and my auntie Nick have made through COVID, as they're both massage therapists, so they couldn't work. They start off with candles and reeds and also bar salts, all sourced locally in Bendigo and Bendigo areas. And the balm is made to ease people's muscle and joint pain so they can enjoy movement and exercising for better health. And some things in the balm, they help arthritic pain, muscle aches, anti-inflammatory, increase circulation of blood flow, and also create a warming sensation rather than a cold feeling like deep heat.
That's going to be a pretty good prize if you've just gone really hard for a 300-meter segment. So I think that kind of works perfectly. And you can even enjoy it with a nice glass of red wine or something. So, Matt, do you reckon anyone will, mid-race, see one of these Strava boards and just take off? Like, do you reckon that's going to happen or not?
It'd be good to see. We should set up a camera, maybe get Ned there, see if we've got any people keen for Move Your Body Balm or a free bottle of wine.
Yeah, I think, like, why not? Especially if, I don't know, say if you win this, if anyone wins this XCR race, you literally get a medal and that's kind of it. There's not really that much of a good prize. And if you can go home with a bottle of wine and some Move Your Body Balm, like, I think you're coming out the winner.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
That's just something different. So two segments, fastest male, fastest female, that will be announced at the end of the day, just after presentation. So if you think you're pretty happy with your time, you've uploaded to Strava, the winners will be announced at the end of the day there. So hang around for that. That could be really good. And there's actually going to be a lot to hang around for, because one of the good things with it being at a winery, there will actually be free wine tasting as per norm at a winery. They've also organized a food truck to come in. Obviously beer and wine there. There's going to be wood fire pizzas. There's going to be some live music. And there's actually going to be a little bit of music on course. So as you're running along, there's going to be a few Bluetooth speakers out there playing a certain playlist. So, yeah, I don't know, Matt. What do you think it's going to look like? Are you excited for what the vibe's going to be like?
Yeah, I'm excited, really excited to get some food in me after the race. And I'll also be able to see Jake Delaney and Luke Millard at the beer and wine tasting.
They, I reckon their incentive to run fast will be to get to the bar the quickest. I think,
or even
that's
the wine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's going to be a tough call to go the beer or the wine. But it's I don't know about you, but after Gels Park, I was starving and there was literally nothing there to eat. So when you come to Bendigo, have a run, hang around for, I don't know, half an hour, enjoy the scenery out there, have something to eat, have a few drinks, not too many, obviously, but a few drinks. And really enjoy it. So I'm looking forward to it, because I think it's going to be something very, very different to all the other XCR races. So
looking forward to it.
It will be good.
But question as well, if that's all done for St. Anne's.
I think we're all done for St. Anne's. I think. Yeah. I don't know. Obviously we'll chat about a lot more in the recap, but it's it's an exciting time.
Yeah, of course. I want your thoughts on Jake Robinson finishing the 10K over in Manchester.
Yeah, so I don't know how many people saw it, but obviously Jake did win the Manchester Great Run 10K. Not sure of the title, it's something like that. And he did a very interesting dance at the end. I don't know if it's a TikTok dance. I'm a little bit too old for TikTok. But is this a TikTok dance, Matt? Was that what it was?
It's called the gritty.
The gritty. Yeah. Okay. Yep. See, I'm showing my age here. But so he did this dance just after crossing the line, and I'm not a big fan of it. It's a no from me. I normally quite like a celebration. Probably one of my favorite celebrations was Luke Matthews winning the 800 meter Australian title and pointing to his veins, as in the ice in the veins. I was quite impressed with that. I feel like it's quite an intelligent celebration. But this, this dance move, it just made me angry, and it just made me wish that that Jack had actually rolled him. So I don't know, but I'm a bit old. What are your thoughts, Matt? Do you like it, or you're not a fan?
I thought it was funny, but in his photo that he posted on Instagram of him lifting up his singlet, that's a big
flexing.
No, I think, yeah.
That's a weird flex when you're showing off your six pack. That's not really quite a six pack, because everyone knows runners shouldn't be showing off any muscle, because there's no muscle there to show off. But I don't know. I wasn't a big fan of it. I do love a celebration, but yeah, that celebration for me, you won't ever see me doing that, mainly because I can't actually do the dance because I don't have TikTok. But Would you ever bust out anything like that if you won a race, or?
Probably not. Depends how much by, but yeah, probably not.
Probably not. That's a good call. Who knows? You might. You're still young. Still got a few more good years ahead of you. So, predictions for the weekend. What do you think? Where do you think the bats are going to finish? And how many bats do you think will finish in the top 10? They're my two questions for you, Matt.
All right. Well, if we repeat anything like Lardner last year, I think we have a chance of winning.
Yeah.
And the rain is out and Cashin's out.
Yep. And Stewie.
Yeah. And Stewie. So I think if we do show up again as like Lardner and Gels, could definitely be in the money.
Yeah. And just for reference, this race is replacing Lardner Park, which was round 2 last year. Lardner Park was won by Western A's last year, and 124. So just remember, with the points, you have six runners. First place gets one, second two, and so on. And it's the first team with six runners across the line with the lowest score. So Western A's actually scored 124. The bats in Divi 2 scored 125. So we missed them just by 1 point. In second place in Premier Division was Glenn Huntley in 164. And in third place, they went missing a little bit this day, St. Stephen's 184. So will they go missing again, or will St. Stephen's rock up with a good team? That's the question. And looking at our Bendigo Region team, last year we had our six runners were 1st, 9th, 17th, 24th, 30th and 44th. So do you reckon we can have a few higher places than that, or what are your thoughts, Matt?
Yeah, I think if I have a good run and same people there, so around 17th, I'm hoping maybe a top 15.
Yep.
I think there will be three of us in top 10. Yeah, just three of us.
Yeah, nice. That's
split four, but that's if I had a perler.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to beat, though, if you can get three in the top 10 and then also have some pretty solid solid next three. It's going to be pretty tight, but I think I agree. I think it's we're definitely the marks team after our performance at Jales Park, but I know our team is pretty similar, could even be a little bit stronger than Jales Park. So it's going to be hard to see some people coming up the highway and knock us off. But
do you think after Park, it is fair enough to talk a bit more and have those like number one predictions?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just, I don't know, in this environment, you never know what could happen. Like half the team could come back with COVID tomorrow and all of a sudden they're out. So it's just, yeah. I don't know, it's... But I think as the season goes on, we few of the younger ones in the team will get a bit more lippy, and I like that. I like the bit of banter and all that kind of stuff that comes with XCR, because you don't really get that when it's individual. So I'm all for the confidence. I'm all for the bit of lip here and there. So hopefully that that shows on the weekend. But we'll wait and see.
Yeah,
we'll wait and see. But lovely. Well, Matt, thank you for coming on. You reckon it's going to be pretty hard to sleep between now and Saturday? We're recording this on a Thursday night.
I'm pretty tired from work. I reckon we'll be getting some good sleep tonight, but maybe not tomorrow night.
Yeah, I reckon there's going to be some pre-race nerves getting around a lot of households in Bendigo. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And it's, we're just big call out to all those people in Bendigo rather than watching your crappy local footy team come out and watch some cross country, have a wine or a beer, enjoy some food, and hopefully you can watch the bats get up in the team result as well. So it's
not going to let people down in the hometown.
Nah, it's hopefully not, and hopefully we have a lot of supporters like we did at Jales Park again. So
we also get the good sleep in as well.
Oh, that's going to be a game changer for us, isn't it? It's, 10 minutes out the road, I reckon, if that. It's going to be good. But one thing I want to ask you very quickly off the cuff, what has your race week been like training-wise? So do you want to talk us through some of your runs this week, maybe talk about Tuesday night a little bit?
Yeah, so just rested Monday, and then Tuesday we did some 400s, which we had probably 20 plus, you'd say.
Yeah, I think someone was telling me 28. They counted on the track, which is pretty good. So the bats is not only just our cross country team, but we also train every Tuesday all around. And probably one of the best parts about it is it's every man and their dog is welcome. So no matter who you are, no matter your ability or anything like that, age, anyone can come down. So it's pretty special. So I know we shared a video on our Bats Instagram. So if you want to see what we're talking about, we had a video of the train leaving the station for the first rep. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, how many 400s did you do that night, Matt?
I did 12, I believe.
Yeah, it was a pretty nice night at the track there with the lights on, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Get used to that. Yeah. Did you do a session today?
Yeah, I did actually my first ever workout on the treadie, which was actually all right. I'll have to still upload.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. When you told me you're doing that, I was like, you've lost the plot. You've been working full-time for a week, and you're already doing sessions on the treadie. I reckon you're getting a little bit soft there. That's my opinion.
Yeah, you might be right. I was watching Ned and Dad play table tennis, so it was all right.
Who's the better table tennis player there?
I'm the best in the family, of course. And then probably Dad then.
Oh, geez, you're going hard on Neddy there.
Very just hard, just ask him.
Okay, I'll have to ask him, but lovely. All right, so you've had a pretty good week this week. You're feeling good?
Yeah, I'm more than ready.
More than ready. That's what we want to hear. And I think one thing that works to our advantage this week is it's 8K. So 8K cross country, Gels Park was 6K. So that's probably the only person in our team is probably you that I'd say you're probably more suited to 6 purely just because of your age at the moment. Yeah. But I think everyone else in the team, they're going to perform better over 8K compared to 6K. So it should be pretty good to see. I agree with you. I think 3 or 4 bats in the top 10, hopefully. That'd be awesome to see.
Yeah, for sure.
Perfect. Lovely. Anything else you want to tell all the bats fans?
Probably just stay tuned for a pump-up video tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Big thing dropping on our Instagram tomorrow, isn't it? That's right. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, something a little bit special, so... That should be good. Should get plenty of traction and get all the Bats fans pumped for the biggest weekend of the year.
Yeah, keep it moving.
Perfect. Lovely. All right. Thank you, Matt. Sleep well. Can't wait to see you out there on Saturday.
Cheers. Thanks, Andy. You too.
All right. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.